From September 5, Opal card users, which is a lot of Sydney, will see the weekly travel reward system abolished. Now, previously, that enabled commuters to travel free after you made 8 trips in a week. Instead, the 9th and all journeys after that are going to be charged at half the standard price. There's also some changes around transferring modes of transport. So if you're jumping from a bus to a train, with a $2 transfer discount if you're doing that transfer within the same hour. Now, look, these changes to the Opal card system, they were announced by the New South Wales government back in May following the Independent Pricing and Regulatory Tribunal's review of the way the fare system worked. Now, Transport for New South Wales say that this is going to be fairer for everyone, but some consumers are saying that this is going to actually cost them a lot more per week. What's it going to do for you? It's a very interesting question. Have you had a look at what these changes mean for your weekly travel expenditure? Now, we're joined at the moment by Tony Braxton-Smith. He's the Deputy Secretary of Customer Services at Transport for New South Wales to find out a little bit more. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Mick, and thank you for that very good introduction and summation of the changes that are coming. There's one third element that I would point out to you, which is that the Opal card fares have been frozen. So they haven't changed on buses and light rail since 2014, or for trains and ferries since 2015.
Now, that's
and
interesting.
They're frozen through until mid-next year. So when you take the net of that, the impact on consumers is not that great.
Okay, well, let's just jump into this, because I mean, are there public transport users who are going to benefit from these changes?
Absolutely. So our assessment says that 80% plus of, or around 80% of customers will be the same or better off, because there's been no CPI increases now for 2 years, in some cases three. So when you take that into account and thinking through the typical journey patterns, then most fare increases are going to be less than CPI net since the last increase. And in fact, IPART has run the ruler over the new fare system and calculated that in average it results in a 3% increase. Now, obviously, for some people it'll be more, for others it'll be less.
Now, for the people who are paying a little bit more, has there been any modelling of the impact these changes might have for the way people use public transport?
Well, we've done extensive modelling and analysis based on typical journeys, which is why we know that, and we know, for instance, you know, that only about 15-16% of trips now are the free trips as a result of the current travel reward system. So we've been able to kind of model it roughly. What we don't know is if people will actually change their travel behaviour as a result of the pricing changes. But when we did do our survey work, we actually found that the $2 intermodal discount, the transfer rebate, has actually got the potential to trigger up to 5% growth in public transport patronage. So that was one piece of research that was pretty clear to us.
Now, we've seen a few people on social media suggest that they feel that removing the free trips, that was such an integral part of Opal, that somehow it's been sold to them and then kind of taken away really quickly. How do you respond to that?
Well, the travel reward system is still very generous. We're not abolishing it. We're going from free to 50% discount, which still is a substantial discount for travel after 8 trips.
Now, I note also that IPART suggested that they, Transport for New South Wales, should actually increase fares. Now, why have you decided against doing that?
Well, there was a balance to be struck here, and we didn't want to confuse the people too much or impose too much change at one time. So these are fundamental changes that are good for public transport networks, particularly because they encourage journeys where you transfer from one mode to another. And as the system gets more complex and we introduce more services with the build of light rail and metro, you'll find public transport usage in Sydney, consistent with what's happened around the world, people will transfer more. And we want to encourage that, and we've done that by removing the barrier, which is the completely separate fare for each mode.
Now, for the most part, we've been speaking about standard adult fares. What about people on concession arrangements, people with financial hardship, students, the unemployed? How is this going to affect them?
Well, the basic safety nets that we've got in place are unchanged. So we IPART recommended we increase the fare caps. We've kept the fare caps exactly the same, so no one will pay more than $15 a day or $60 a week. For those who have Opal Gold, who are seniors and pensioners who have an entitlement to a gold card, it's being held at $2.50, so there's no change to those fares, that fare level either. And there's no change to any of the qualifications for concession cards. So job seekers and others that are entitled to a 50% concession, they can go online and apply or call 13 Opal, and they will get their 50% discounted travel.
Tony, thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate you speaking to Breakfast.
You're welcome, Nick.